So most of you know me, I'm Peter Taylor. We're recording this class, parts of this class and parts of some of the other classes, because this course has also been put onto the online, and there'll be various times where they will take the introductions, or today Alyssa's going to talk with you, and so that they'll listen to that. Okay, so look, here's the syllabus, Processes of Research and Engagement, and we're not going to look at that. So the basic, you can see that the first session, it says getting oriented, orienting oneself. And it has two parts. The first is basically talking about the course as a process, and then the second part after the break is initial ideas about your individual projects. So we're going to dive right in order to, so you can find the syllabus online, you can print it out, and there's a exercise you have to do between classes that really makes you look into the different nooks and crannies of the syllabus. It's called a syllabus quiz or a treasure hunt. Okay, so diving right in. Turn over your page and you'll get something like this sheet, this overview sheet with all these diagrams and so on. So this course is characterized by a number of things. The first thing is it's called Processes of Research and Engagement, and it's structured around 10 phases of research and engagement. So the first thing that's a characteristic of the course are these phases. And so you follow that arrow down and you see A to J, from overall vision to taking stock. And each of those phases probably looks like blah, blah, blah at the moment, but we're going to go through them, and even after you've gone through, introduced to it, you'll end up coming back to it. That's what I mean by iterative. What you learn in the later phases helps you rethink some of your work in the earlier phases. And it's also overlapping. It's not, you know, it's not lockstep. Got to do this, finish that, go on to the next thing. The second thing is that this is a course about research and writing, but in the title it has this word engagement. Engagement has a number of different meanings. The first meaning is that you need to be engaged to conduct research. You're going to conduct research on something that's important to you, that concerns you. Maybe you'd like to make a change in the world. Maybe you'd like to make a change in your own classroom or your workplace and so on. But you've got to be engaged in order to do the hard work of research. If someone else gives you the topic, it'll seem like a chore. So you're going to conduct research on something that concerns you, and that engagement is important. And it might take some time to find the thing that you really connect with. You're going to be engaged in the sense of trying to connect with someone else to communicate the results of your research. And you might even be engaged to go on and implement what it is that you learn or develop through your research. So that's the three meanings of engagement. But then on this little thing here, you see a bracket around all these phases, and you see another term, developing as reflective practitioner. So even though the phases might seem to be phase, developing as a reflective practitioner is something that's happening in a swirling, multifaceted way. And that's what this diagram at the bottom, this circle with the 5 points, is supposed to represent. In the center of the circle, we see this overall theme of taking initiative in and through relationships. So taking initiative in relationships is part of research and engagement in this course. Being able to take initiative through relationships. Relationships help you take initiative. But around the circle, there are 5 different things which are going to be not explained now. They're just going to be developed through the course. We'll come to them. But the most important thing to know now is that those 5 things don't all pull the same way. There's some tensions, there's some juggling, there's some times when you're going to be pushing more in one direction than another. Just let me give you one example. You see building horizontal community, and you see negotiate power and standards. So as much as I want you to build a community of peers helping each other, and you to go out and find other people supporting your work, you will still, because it's a course and I'm a professor, and eventually you get a grade from me, you'll be saying, well, what's he expecting? You know, what makes a good assignment here? You know, you'll be saying there's some standard and I'm not clear about it, or I want to be clear about it, so I need to check in with him. or that maybe there's some standard in the external world of what gets published. So you'll be negotiating that standard. So even though I told you it's all your projects, you define the standards, you would still at times come and try to like check that out, you know, test me. So that's what, that's kind of a vertical relationship, while the other one's a horizontal relationship, and they pull in slightly different directions. And one of the things is be here now, which is an old hippie phrase, which is basically saying, don't say, now, how, where's this going to lead me? What's the end point going to be like? Is this going to be worthwhile? It's saying, no, just try it out and find out what's worthwhile by trying it out. So that's what, sometimes you'll be impatient, you won't want to just be here, but that's one of the five aspects in this circle down the bottom. Now, this course has some sort of reputation of being, well, difficult to finish. It also has another reputation for some people of having been transformative, but I'm not going to stand here and tell you what this course is like right now. I'm going to let you find out by listening to Alyssa, who did it in the fall of 08 mm-hmm. or 07?
08.
And I asked her to come and introduce what she did a little bit, but basically then field your questions. And I'm going to be out of the room, and so that might free you up a little bit. But unlike previous years, because it's going to be recorded, you know, well, it's not going to be quite as much as previous years where it was completely, I didn't know what was said. And so at some point, if it's taking too long, I'll poke my head back in. But otherwise, come out and find me. And then maybe after that's all over, there may be some specific questions you need to ask and clarify. That's fine too. I'm not trying to silence your questions altogether, but I'm mostly saying that if I spent 2 hours standing here answering your questions about the course now, it wouldn't be a very effective way to introduce the course. It'd be more effective to let you have some experience of someone who's done the course, and then we just get into it.